now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call it.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Hey, this is Cooper feeling very, very worn out after watching many, many hours of the Olympic Games. I don't know how those athletes do it. I'm just exhausted just watching it. On the show this week, we head back to the movies with Kramer to talk about Lounge and Bachelor Pad movies. And this week, exploring the 1960 film The Apartment. Got some Bond news out of the Olympics for you. Plus, an interesting email from a listener in Hollywood that I'll share with you a little bit later on. Lots of great gigs across the globe, and the very best lounge and exotic music. Like Sydney's own Frank Bennett, You're Just Too Hip, Baby.
You're too hip, baby. You're too hip, baby, uh-huh. How did you get so detached, talking a mouthful of cash? You're just a too hip, baby, uh-huh. You take a feather from every bird you see, you'll never fly. You're just a too hip, baby. Yeah. I can't wait for you anymore, baby. I can't carry you anymore, baby. Oh, you live in an empty room. You don't cast a shadow. You can't work a mirror, baby. Yeah. You take a feather from every bird you see. You'll never fly. You're just too hip.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to UltraSwank.net.
A sharp, clear sound is produced by striking the drum head with a forefinger.
anyone can really play bongos. Now, stop this record for a while and practice producing a good sound. Striking the drum head with a forefinger. Can really play bongos. And practice. Anyone can really play bongos. And practice. Producing a good sound. Heads of the bongos away from you. Now that's the correct way to hold bongos at about a 45 degree angle. Relax. Make yourself as comfortable as possible and practice. And now you're ready to play bongo.
Cook to Nation with Cooper Cooper and Halford Jet Set with Taboo. Tonight we're talking Bachelor Pad Lounge and movies with Kramer. This time, the Billy Wilder film from 1960, The Apartment.
Ingredient number one, a very warm, very wonderful story about a boy, a girl, and a very special kind of problem.
Did you hear what I said, Miss Kubelik? I absolutely adore you.
Shut up and deal.
Ingredient number two, a brilliant cast. Jack Lemmon in a delightful role which gives full rein to Jack's amazing versatility. Shirley MacLaine, whose glowing warmth lights up the screen like a Christmas tree. Fred McMurray. This is a Fred McMurray you've never seen before.
You know, you see a girl a couple of times a week just for laughs, and by the way, they think you're going to divorce your wife. I ask you, is that fair?
No, sir, it's very unfair, especially to your wife.
Yeah.
Ingredient number three, Billy Wilder. There's nothing quite like that Billy Wilder, some like it hot kind of laughter.
Are we dressing for dinner?
You know, just come as you are.
So you're pretty good with that racket.
You should see my backhand. Where do you see me serve the meatballs?
Mildred, he's at it again.
Kramer, what have you got on this little gem?
Did you know that that was the last movie to win best film that was in black and white and grey until the 1990s?
Really?
Yeah, and it's funny when you know, the movie's a little dated now, but they had to do the film in a certain way once again, to get around the censors, and Billy Wilder was really good at doing that. Yeah, there were little jokes and things that they could put in that would just slip through. And, I mean, you look at the film now, yeah, it's a little corny, but he really had to be subversive in some parts. Did you know that the film proved so versatile that it later became a Broadway musical, and it was remade in the 1990s. Remember a film called Loser?
Yeah.
That was a remake of The Apartment, but you wouldn't know it from looking at it, though. And you got to realise, of course, Billy Wilder, he was on a roll back then. Some Like It Hot in 1959, which is one of the funniest movies ever made. If you haven't seen it in a while, do yourself a favour, check it out. He does The Apartment. And, of course, Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine teamed up for his next movie, which is Irma La Douce.
Shirley MacLaine, just a marvellous actress.
She could sing, she could act, she could dance. What more do you want? And she was cute as.
Well, that's true. Thanks, Kramer. We'll talk next time. In fact, next month we'll catch up with you again with another Lounge and Bachelor Pad movie. Meantime, though, the theme from the film, theme from The Apartment by Knightsbridge on The Conctonation.
The Cocktail Nation.
Hey, double giggle, see if I a pretty good start for us two. And if in the world there were only tristesse, I would find happiness in the blues. Mira, look at what you do to me. Mira, look at all the fantasy. Mira, this is such a lovely way. In all that I've seen, all the love that I need is the love that reminds me of you. In every smile is a trace of the joy that I feel like a sweet morning dew. Mira, look at what you do to me. Mira, look at all the fantasy. Mira, this is such a lovely way. This is such a lovely way to be something. Capaglia, che capacia, te recuerdo, ammirando un momento, de incontrarte y volver a besarte, para darte un regalo perfecto. De sentirte en mis brazos, recreando los momentos pasados en tu cuarto, un hotel estrellado, donde fuimos un regalo.
Bond.
James Bond.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
Shaken, but not stirred.
Can't reach.
The Cocktail Nation with lounge leader Coop Cooper, thanks to ultraswank.net and the John Barry 7 With the James Bond theme, we are playing that one in honour of Her Majesty the Queen and her spectacular entrance to the Olympic Games opening ceremony. Now, if you missed it, I'd classify it as the ultimate Bond movie opening. The Queen brings in Daniel Craig to give him his next mission, kicking off the Olympiad, and she didn't stop there as she, or perhaps, I don't know, just a hunch, someone who dressed up a little bit like her, joined the intrepid secret agent in a skydive into the London Stadium where the festivities were being held, with the James Bond theme pumping across London. As soon as I saw it, I emailed Vic Flick, the guitarist behind that famous riff, and he wrote back immediately saying, "Hi, Coop, saw the opening, and it was a surprise. It did give the event a touch of class." You're right there, Vic. You can check it out online, and I definitely encourage you to do it because it's a bit of a hoot. Here's Blossom Dearie and Manhattan, the Cocktail Nation.
I'll take Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us. Big city's a wondrous toy. Made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently.
Hi, this is Lee Joseph from Dionysus Records, and you're listening to The Cocktail Nation.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
What's your point?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
What do you mean?
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Oh, groovy.
My head's gonna rule my heart.
promise that I ain't gonna cry. So tears, don't you try to start. But I miss your kiss that I can't deny. Cool blue, cause you left me pretty, baby. Cool blue, that's the way I always be. Another baby, 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 baby.
Cool Blue. Lounge leader Coop Cooper, Neil Hefti, and from 1954, Cool Blue. Playing that one for listener of the show, new listener, David Lloyd Glover, who wrote to me last week. He says, hey, Coop, never knew your show existed until I got a Facebook posting from KWXY in Palm Springs. Thanks to the crew in KWXY in Palm Springs for mentioning me. I've been downloading your podcast, really enjoying the sounds as I work in my penthouse overlooking Sunset Strip in West Hollywood. I noticed that you give a lot of play to Girl Talk. That's fabulous because it was composed by an old friend of mine, Neil Hefti. Most people didn't know it, but he dropped off the music scene about 25 years ago. He walked away from the business when he was on top. I got to know him when he was still a recluse. I worked at getting him back out there in circulation again. I was trying to get him to produce an album of new recordings of old material performed by new artists. He was very reluctant to get back into the limelight and was shocked at the new technological changes that had occurred. He used to run Reprise Records for Frank Sinatra back in the day when they were a cool label. Frank always said that when he needed to record something hip and cool, he would turn to Neil, like the album with the Count and Frank. Neil was starting to get out at night and he attended some events I set up for him, although he admitted he was not feeling 100% and wanted to find a cardiologist. I sent him to mine, who's one of the leading doctors in the US. It would have been cool because the doc's daughter is a major composer for Hollywood movies like Neil used to be. I don't think Neil kept his appointment because he suddenly died at home. Even though Neil is in his 80s and had been retired forever, he was still a real cool cat. Dig the show and all the best to you from the Strip. Thank you so much for your email, David. What a wonderful story to be able to share with us too. I do know that Neil had actually been getting out and about. Steve Greaves had sent me a couple of pictures of him with him. Steve Greaves of the SG Sound. So, nice story. Thank you very much for the email. And I suppose, actually, just to go back to the beginning of your email, saying I noticed that you play various versions of Girl Talk a lot. It's probably because there are so many different versions of it. It's just a fantastic song. That's probably why I inadvertently do play it quite a lot. But, once again, thanks for your email, David. Here's Grace Knight. It Ain't Necessarily So.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my. David was small, but oh my. He fought big Goliath, who lay down and died. David was small, but oh my. Jonah, he lived in a whale. Jonah, he lived in a whale. And he made his home in that fish's abdomen. Jonah, he lived in a whale. Little Moses was found in a stream. Thank you.
www.cocktailnation.net.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Shut up, papaya, shut up, papaya.
Rock Donation, Coop Cooper, Pink Martini and Mayonka, No Bossa Nova. Hi to someone who's probably going to be the youngest Cocktail Nation listener, the age of 14, Max Michael Collins, who I think is based in the UK. It reminds me of myself at the age of 14. Hopefully we'll catch up with him and have a bit of a chat on the show, because I'd be interested to get his perspective on all things swank from a 14-year-old view. And I'll tell you what, this guy's the real deal. There is no doubt about that. Email thecocktailnation at gmail.com right now. Morton Gould and Speak Low. The Cocktail Nation with Winter Marseille and Loose Duck. Well, next week on the show, I've got a very interesting story all about the Vietnam War and a movie that just never got released, but you can actually see this movie. It's like it's a brand new movie. An incredible story from a film director by the name of Jack Marino. We'll bring that to you next week. This is something that's going to blow your mind. It is fascinating. Meantime, Laurie Allen, and Take Me in Your Arms on the Cocktail Nation. Stay up.
Take me in your arms before you take your love away. Take me in your arms before we take me in.